Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Adam Felber has the lead, Peter. He has 6 points,
oh,
and that's
goodness.
A good lead because Amy Dickinson and Mo Rocca are tied for second. Each has one.
Oh, my goodness. This is a terrible situation. We need a surge right now.
I mean, big time.
I recommend staying the course.
Launch Operation Mellow Yellow.
You're not winning, but you're not losing. You're
right.
We have flipped a coin. Amy has elected to go second. That means, Mo, you are now up. Here we go. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. 9 days after he was executed, an Iraqi court dropped all other charges against blank.
Saddam Hussein.
Right. President Bush will nominate Zalmay Khalilzad to replace John Bolton as the U.S. ambassador to the blank.
United Nations.
Right. One of the first decrees by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was to ban blank in the speaker's lobby.
Smoking.
Just off the House floor, yes. Perhaps because of steroid accusations, home run slugger blank was not elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mark McGuire.
Right. A New Hampshire man is suing Disney World because he says his child was blanked.
Kidnapped by the It's a Small World characters.
No. Close. Whacked by Tigger. Tigger says he was provoked. Okay. A U.S. company is about to release a new compact consumer-friendly blank.
We know that's a phone.
No, a taser. A taser. Shock your friends. Momofuku Ando, the man who changed the world with his invention of the student meal staple blank, died at age 96.
Meal card. Meal.
No.
Ramen. Meal plan.
No, ramen.
Not ramen.
Ramen noodles.
No, yeah.
A British woman, sick of her contractors who were not finishing her kitchen rehab, blanked the project manager and a supervisor.
Drown them in tartar sauce.
No, locked them in her closet and refused to let them out until the work was done.
It's my vote.
Everybody who's ever had a rehab is applauding right now. Josie Medlock wanted her kitchen ready to cook Christmas dinner, and if she had to take hostages to do it, so be it. Medlock told police who arrived with a battering ram, quote, "I'm not going to hurt them. They will be released eventually. They can't stay for Christmas because I can't afford it. I've got 16 coming already." After a 2-hour siege, the contractors were freed, and here's the best part. They finished her kitchen.
All right.
It worked.
Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 9 points, and Mo has the lead.
And thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
All right, Amy, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Monday, the U.S. launched airstrikes against Al-Qaeda fighters hiding in blank.
Somalia?
Right. British soccer star blank signed a deal to play in the United States for the Los Angeles Galaxy.
David Beckham?
Right. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger announced a plan requiring every person in the state to get blank.
Health insurance?
Right. People magazine caused a stir by publishing a photo of Senator Barack Obama in a blank.
Swimming trunks?
Yes, exactly. And he's looking hot. Company officials at Sheraton Hotels received more than 5,000 applications for their new job of blank.
Mascot?
No. Chief Beer Officer.
Ooh.
Cartoonist Iwao Takamoto, who created the cartoon dog blank, died at age 81.
Whoa, Scooby-Doo.
Yes. A pizza chain in Dallas has announced that it will begin accepting payment in blanks.
Oh, pesos.
Right. Republican Congressman Jack Kingston, who complained that Democrats were forcing the House to work 5 days a week, said this week that if people really want to get out of poverty, they should blank.
Wow. Run for Congress.
No, work more hours.
Oh, right.
Mr. Kingston, of course, accused the Democrats of being, quote, anti-family, because they wanted him and other members to work 5 days a week rather than 3. Well, on the House floor this week, he said that if those poor workers who supposedly would benefit from a raised minimum wage would just get married and then work longer hours, quote,
right,
they would be out of poverty. It's an economic fact, unquote.
Yeah, well, would he like fries with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Amy do on our quiz?
Amy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 13 points, and Amy has taken the lead.
That was impressive.
That's very impressive. Very delicate calling the favorite.
So how many, then, does Adam need to retake the lead and walk home with the championship?
4 correct answers.
Oh.
All right, here we go, Adam. This is for the game.
Okay.
Blank was sworn in for his third term as president of Venezuela.
Chavez.
Right, Hugo Chavez. President Bush has picked Fred Fielding to replace Blank as White House counsel.
Negroponte.
No, Harriet Meyer.
Oh, Harriet Meyer's counsel.
Blank won the BCS college football championship.
Florida.
Right. On Wednesday, the House voted to increase the federal blank to $7.25.
Minimum wage.
Right. Emergency call personnel in Britain couldn't believe it when a man called them on the emergency number because he could not blank.
Dial his phone.
No. Find his pants. Oh. Yvonne DiCarlo, best known for her role as Lily on the sitcom Blank, died at age 84.
the Munsters.
Blank has asked London's paparazzi to stop harassing his girlfriend, Kate Middleton.
Prince Andrew.
Oh, so close. Prince William.
Oh, yes.
Fire alarms that went off at an aquarium in Dorset, England, were apparently set off by a blank.
Octopus.
No. It's part of its plan to engineer its breakout. No. They were set off by a flatulent turtle.
Just returned from his vacation in New York.
New York City.
Hours after the turtle had been given a special treat, Brussels sprouts. Emergency sensors that regulated water temperature went nuts. Marine biologists rushed to the scene, and they realized the heat wasn't the problem. The sensor had been set off by a very contented turtle and some powerful bubbles. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
He needed four correct answers, and he had four correct
answers. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So with 14 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.
Wow.
Woo. I tried to distract you
by making Scooby-Doo sounds.
Barking.
I thought you had blown it when you got the wrong prince. I thought that was your downfall.